It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry, you certainly got my pulse racing. That was a strong masculine performance.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the show, Iron Mike. Mike Ditka will be here.
Wow.
And
cool.
At 5 o'clock, we'll be revealing the location of the gas station where we, along with True TV's new show, Black Gold, will be giving away, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
$5,000 in gas.
Wow.
We're going to let you know all about that right
25
here.
25 gallons?
Right here on this show tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. We're very, very excited about that. And, man, I tell you, I'm going to try to get out of the show early and get over there myself if I get a chance. I love me the Herb Alpert, Rob.
Thank you. This is called Route 101.
I love that. Very nice. But here's other music that I like because we got to get some news. A full segment of Buzz. We cut him short last time. Let's find out exactly what's going on in the world. Mr. Buzz Burbank!
Well, you remember where we left, I'm sure. We were talking about all things fecal.
Yes.
And the fact that Tanya Riley of Kingston, Oklahoma, came home to find almost everything she owns covered in sewage.
Yeah.
See, she's connected to a public sewer line.
That's what's dangerous. You know, yeah, Rob, you know, I was on septic forever, and this is the first time that I've been on a sewer system, and it's scary.
It is.
Because, you know, you are kind of like linked to everybody else. It's a little dicey.
You never get in trouble, though.
With a sewer?
Never.
Unless you're Tanya Riley of Kingston, Oklahoma.
Is this one of your old, theories that you can never get in trouble with a sewer?
No. But having had trouble with septic in the past?
Oh, I mean, I've grown up with septic, and we had trouble with them all the time. But sewer, you know.
Do you buy the little bugs and put them in?
That's where the poop shoots out of your toilet, and you're in trouble because it's jetting out there with the big flood.
Exactly.
With the rains that we get, Rob, that's when it can happen. It can happen very severely.
I would say that if you looked at the grand scheme of things, you're safer with a pump. Public sewer. But, I mean, bad things happen.
Except the fact that sewer lines are part of our infrastructure, like bridges, and neither have gotten much attention in recent decades. Anyway, officials say there was nearly 800 gallons of human feces, urine, and water in Tanya's house.
Oh, God.
Several inches deep, it oozed down her hallway like something out of a horror movie. Only it stunk worse than a bad horror movie. Quoting Tanya, completely flooded with feces and pee, and of course I smelled it, end quote.
Of course.
Tanya's home has now been condemned since it also seeped inside the walls.
Welcome to hell.
Exactly.
God, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. The other dark oozing liquid, of course, is oil, with regular gas now averaging $4.08 a gallon nationwide.
Yeah, Black Gold, Texas tea.
I have a drop of possibly encouraging news.
I hope so. Is this about Saudi Arabia increasing production?
It is.
Yeah, all right.
They say they'll increase oil production by 200,000 barrels a day next month. They had already increased it by 300,000 barrels a day last month.
Here's the deal.
Despite that, prices didn't go down.
I said, here's the deal again. I got to stop. That's a verbal
crutch. What is the deal, Mike?
No, I'm really I've got it. Please, next time you catch me and you say that,
say, what's the deal?
You've got a country that could have done this at any time. During all of this, you've got a country that our president went over to and asked them to increase production. They told him to go to hell.
It's just because he asked.
Then randomly they see, you know what they do? This is what I do believe.
What?
They see American consumers reducing demand by all the talk of the hybrids.
Right.
And that speaks to every guest we've had on this show that talks about conservation.
So this is their Band-Aid for their own income?
They can do this anytime they want. You hear all this about not having the reserves, but no, it's not true. They just do this. They've got all the oil in the world. Come on.
It didn't work last time when they, 2 months ago, increased production by 300,000 barrels a day. It didn't affect the prices. The Saudi oil minister says he understands that the current price of $139 a barrel isn't normal, and he says he hopes this additional boost in production will help.
So they increase production in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
But OPEC controls the price.
Mm-hmm.
So they, as one country and one member of OPEC, can increase production. I know nothing about this.
They can work independently, but the Saudis are also asking those other oil-producing countries to meet this month to talk about ways of dealing with rapidly rising energy prices.
Yeah, do it by the time the summer's over, they'll have an answer for us.
Right after Labor Day.
Exactly.
And here's today's fun energy fact.
We joke about that, but I believe that's exactly what will happen.
You think that'll happen?
Oh, I think that's when you're going to say, hey, you'll see right around mid-August, they're going to get together and meet, and then they determine that they're going to lower the prices, and then when you go into the fall, which is the less demand time, you're going to see the prices come down.
They'll lower it until Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Here's today's energy fun fact. Every time gas goes up one penny, it costs the U.S. Postal Service an extra $8 million a year. They use a lot of gas.
That's very sad.
And it makes their heads bleed.
No, it actually makes their heads break out in a nasty sore they got from Thailand.
Oozing raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Video game makers are one
industry. That's a good name for a band. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the Oozing Raspberries.
That's when Eric Carmen gets leprosy.
Here on our stage.
But you can join the Carefree Sugarless Gum Contest.
Video game makers are an industry not affected by the recession. Retail sales of video games, consoles, and accessories.
I sit in my room and I play all day long. Now, my thumbs might get tired, but I don't use a gallon of gas.
There are a lot of guys just like you.
I saw you at the Best Buy this weekend.
You know, I'm not doing this just to shill for calls, but I am curious. Maybe we can get a call like this before Buzz wraps up. 877-365-3636. Call of Duty. I'm done. I finished it. I want another one.
Robert
finished
it, too.
I want one that's good. I want another first-person shooter.
Well, I mean, it was a great game.
I want a listener to call me with a suggestion.
You're ready to go online.
No, I just want a new game to go buy in the store so I can play it till the end like I do with all the other ones.
You want a recommendation.
I want a recommendation.
For a similar.
For a new, like, war game.
There's one called Las Vegas, something Las Vegas.
Really?
That's fantastic. My stepfather loves it.
I'll go into the video store and ask for something Las Vegas.
He'll know what it is.
Okay, good stuff.
The sales of games, consoles, and accessories hit well over $1 billion last month.
Is there any place you can go other than the video game world, you gamers know what I'm talking about, where you can completely immerse yourself? Can't do it with a movie. Can't do it really with the, you know, with TV. Because you're interacting with it. And I mean, you really can just, when I'm really overwhelmed with things going on, I will dive into a video game and I will play it for a week.
Because do you talk to it?
No, I really don't talk to it. Maybe I've played Call of Duty for so long that maybe I did, but it's very, very difficult to know whether I did that because I'm too, like, zoned into it and
zombied
into it.
There is only one other activity I think that you can really lose yourself in, and that's reading the Bible.
Yes, you. Amen, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
The rise in retail sales of 37% is on video games right now. Nintendo's Wii had a lot to do with that. The handheld version took second place in sales. PlayStation 3 and Xbox run a distant second and third. Grand Theft Auto is still the top-selling game, and the company should continue to do well as people buy gifts for dads and grads.
All right, I'm going to take the first one I get here. All right, let's go to Ross in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ross, what's the game I should get?
Well, Mike, that depends. Do you have a PS3 or do you have
I have an Xbox 360.
Gears of War, my friend.
Gears of War, you got it. I've heard that one. That's supposed to be a good one.
It has
Gears
Richard Gere in it.
Gears of War, that's it. Done. I'm done on the subject. Thank you very much. We'll talk more about it tomorrow because otherwise I would be taking 40 phone calls.
You don't want the Las Vegas game?
Vegas, I'll go. I'll remember that one, too.
Sure. Okay.
Gears of War and something Vegas.
You'll have two. Mm-hmm. Video game makers can afford to buy gasoline since it's a $23 billion a year industry now.
But a lot of work goes into it, and you know, in fairness to the technology, they're improving their technology with every single cycle, and more power to them. You know,
yeah,
I think that's
not criticizing.
That's where you're getting a lot of original programming too. Unlike Hollywood, you know, you've got some of the original stuff that comes out of video games is mind-boggling, and they deserve it.
Very creative. Mathis Chereau is not the first soldier to refuse to go to Iraq, but he may be the loudest. Quoting this 5-year U.S. Army reservist from South Carolina, "I may face action for refusing to reactivate to participate in the Iraq occupation. I stand here in defense of those who have been stripped of their voices in this occupation, the warriors of this nation." It was Father's Day in the nation's capital, and Matt's dad stood by his side as Matt read out his insubordination. His dad traveled from Alabama to be here for this because he feels the same way. This is the second straight month Chereau has rejected orders to return to Iraq. Matt served in Afghanistan and elsewhere, but he calls the Iraq war illegal and unconstitutional.
How do you feel about that when you see a guy do that? We never talked about that. We haven't talked about it on the show. It would be a whole half hour to an hour segment on the show.
You sign up, you do your duty. On the other hand, he's done his duty. He's put in 5 years of good service in some of the toughest places.
There are people that would make the argument, and this is really when you look at the military side of things, that once you do sign up, though, you have to do what they
follow
tell
the
you
rules.
To do,
serve out the
because
commitment.
That is an area of our society that we need to keep that rigid to protect ourselves.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, when you sign up, you know it's not your call.
The soldiers don't run the war.
I mean, but on the other side, when a guy has gone over there and he has been in the line of fire, but you talk about the whole command chain and it weakens the link. I don't know. It's very difficult. It's unbelievably difficult.
I think he's absolutely within his right to voice it, though.
Yeah. But you voice it and then you go over.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's what I think.
Finally, short and sweet. In Italy, you'll like this very much, Mike. 45-year-old Luigi Foliero. A convicted thief.
So sad.
Luigi has already served his year in prison. Now it's time for him to spend another year confined at home. After just a few days around the house, Luigi said he'd rather go back to prison. In fact, he's begged the judge to send him there. He says he can't stand living with his wife because she, quote, never stops nagging. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll be back tomorrow with another big show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer, Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener, Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Tomato Radio Network.
Delicious.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another one. Yes, it's long. That's why I'm rushing through this early part.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We found out our tomatoes were still covered with poop, and we heard all about the intervention scoop. We let you all know about our Washington gas watch, and VA introduced us to a carny-talking Sasquatch. All in all, friends, we enjoyed a special day filled with zesty chit-chat of the straight and the gay. The show was a beautiful, flavorful taco, but I'm still pissed because I rooted for Rocco. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. We'll see you tomorrow with another big show. Good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.